So just continuing into in Perek Tes, he brings the pasuk of Biyadata Hayoim Vashivoisa Elvavacha. Ki Hashem Hu Alokim, Hashemayim Mimav Al Haaretz Mitachas Ein Oid. So he says again that what it means is the adat hayoyim hashivoisa elavavach, bring it into your heart. Ki Hashem, v'yud kevavke, means the Hashem that controls everything. Hu Elokim, he contains all the powers. Ein oid, there is no other powers. He says that's really what the pasuk is saying, that Hashem yud kevavke, hu Elokim, he controls all the powers. And this is where he goes on to say that Elohim is the name of Hashem, which indicates that there the power upon all other powers, but that there are, you know, what looks like many forces, and they're really all united in the Elohim, in Yudke, but they're all in Yudke Vavke, they all really don't even exist in Oid. Once you're in the world of Yudke Vavke, Hashem created everything. So there's no even other any other powers. The whole concept of Avodah Zarah starts when you're in Elohim. When you're in Elohim mode, so now Hashem distributes the powers and tries to diminish the clarity where he is. He gives other people the power, the other forces. And then the Avodah Zarah begins when a person starts recognizing and worshiping the power itself. He brings down, and we discussed this last time, that was the toes of Avodah Zarah. He brings down, very interesting, and that's obviously, even though the Vizehu HaKol Avodah Zarah Gemura, now he brings down an interesting kinach. He says, Va'afil ulehishdabi, ulehizdabik be'eze avodah lebchinas ruach ha-kodesh, shebe'eze odom navi ubal ruach ha-kodesh. To try even to connect to a person and to the Ruach HaKodesh in the person is also Avodah Zarah. Interesting thing. In other words, you're trying to use the person, the human being, as an intermediary to get to Hashem. So you end up worshiping the person, but why are you worshiping the person? Not that you think the person created you, and not that you think the person is God, but you think that the person has Ruach HaKodesh, that it will be easier for you to connect to Hashem through the Ruach HaKodesh in the person. So that's also Avodah Zarah. And he brings a proof to it from a pasuk in Daniel, a whole story. Okay, so let's go through that story. What was the story in the Sefer Daniel? The story was that we know Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and the dream was, in that dream contained all the soydays of all the four Goliaths, with the creature that had gold and different colored toes and all these stuff. He had no clue what he was talking about. He called all the interpreters and no one knew, and he killed everybody. And he said, I'm going to kill Daniel as well. Daniel then says, no, give me a few days. Daniel then goes to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and he says, please help me get an interpretation for the dream. They daven to Hashem, and Hashem appears to Daniel in the dream, and he tells Daniel in the Nevuah what that dream is all about. Daniel returns to Nebuchadnezzar, and Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar, this is what your dream is, X, Y, and Z. Nebuchadnezzar is taken by the dream. He says, I want to bring a carbon to you, Daniel. Daniel says, absolutely not. You cannot bring a carbon to me. Nebuchadnezzar says, no, I know that God is the one that's giving the message to you. But since you brought me the message, I want to bring you the karma. And Daniel did not want to take the karma. And the Zohar says, why not? Because the Zohar says, just like someone that worships Avodah Zarah is Chayiv Misa, someone that is worshipped as an Avodah Zarah is also Chayiv Misa. So he says, you see from here that worshipping the one who is the giving a koach to the one that has the Ruach HaKodesh is also Avodah Zarah. Not sure why we're saying this. I mean, I guess he felt that this referring to, it's no gea to know this. Some people can
Rabbi, this sounds a lot like the Rebbe's and the Babas and all these things. I mean,
okay, listen, you said that, not me.
I'm thinking maybe this. I'm thinking maybe that's why he brought it up.
Okay, right. Probably. Look, you know, everyone comes to their own conclusion. I'm not going to be caught on record saying anything.
it's a recorded shiur, Rabbi. It's a recorded
exactly.
Shiur.
That's what I'm saying. So you know, it's a good thing you said it. So the point is that he's saying that a person who is aval Daniel loy kibel, and he says hatam shaloy haya. He says, why was Daniel loy kibel? Lama kishem shenifroin meavdei avodah zarah. Just like you punished the avdei avodah zarah, kach nifroin meavodah zarah. And he says afilu lehishtabed. A person, even to worship, ule hisdabek, to try to get close, be'eze avoida, in some way, lebchinas ruach hakodesh, shebe'eze adam navi, ubal ruach hakodesh, gamze nikra avodah zarah mamash. So to try to connect to the level of ruach hakodesh through an intermediary of avodah zarah. So in other words, why is that avodah zarah? Because the person's connecting to the koach, that's Elohim. You're missing the point. The Elohim angle is covering everything over. We have to realize everything's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Everything's coming from Hashem himself. So therefore, to use any intermediary is already assuming that the Koach of Hashem is somewhat limited. And that's the problem. And he says, that's why Yaakov Avinu also didn't want to be an Avodah Zarah. Okay. He says a very interesting pshat in the pasuk. What's the first of the Aseret HaDibros? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What's the second one? If you ever looked on top of the Aron Kodesh, the Talmud, Lo Yelecha Elohim Achirim Al Panai. So he says that's the Taich in the Pasuk. The Rebbe Chaim Volozhin says, what does it mean? Lo Yelecha Elohim Achirim. You shouldn't have other Elohims. What's Elohim Achir? Shalom Lechavin Chas V'Shalim B'Shum Davar Le'eze B'china Koch Pratim. Elohim is the world where everything seems to have its own force. But a person goes to that Elohim and says, oh, the sun, you have a force, you have a koach. I'm going to worship you because Hashem gave you the koach. You're coming to the Bria in its covered form. You're not supposed to address the Bria in the covered form. You're supposed to address the Bria realizing everything comes from Hashem. So therefore, by addressing the Bria in the covered form, and you're talking to the Elohim Acherim, you're talking to these other powers, that's Avodah Zarah. And he says that, but what's the Alpanai? What does it mean? Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim, Alpanai, on my face. He means, even if you're trying to get to me. Even if you're trying to get to me, to my punim, but how are you getting to me? By Elohim Acherim, that's no good, that's Avodah Zarah. And then he adds an amazing knech. He says, "V'hainu afilu leprat ruach hakodesh shebeize adam." He says it over and over again. I guess, like you're saying, he felt this was an issue. A prat b'chinas hakdusha shebeize koach elyon shebe elyonim. If you're missing the boat and you're not addressing Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a problem. Now, he says like this. Halachically, he's about to say a major chiddush lahalacha. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that you're only chayiv misa if you do one of the four major avodos to an Avodah Zarah. Just like in a karban, there's four parts to a karban. There's the shechita, the kabbalah, right? The shechita, salt, slaughtering the animal. Kabbalah, you accept the blood. The halacha, you bring the blood to the mizbech. And the zrika, you throw the blood on the mizbech. So too, you're only chayiv misa for four major avodos to an Avodah Zarah. That if you bow to it and this, there's four major things that if you do to an Avodah Zarah, Chayav Misa. But other things that you do to an Avodah Zarah, let's say you bring an Avodah Zarah and you pet it and you give it a scarf, you're not Chayav Misa for that. Okay? So, Frekta B'chaim Lajner, are you Chayav Misa for praying to an Avodah Zarah? Well, or not, because that's not one of the four. It's not one of the four. Okay, so if you learn the sugya in Avodah Zarah and you learn the whole Masechtas Avodah Zarah, you would walk away saying, you're not Chayav Misa for praying to an Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Masechta. So, Dr. Chaim Vlajan, a chiddush lahalacha in over here, unbelievable chiddush. He says, V'im, and even though, ki ikar azharas hakosuf, that the main prohibition of Avodah Zarah, hainu ba'arba avodos, is only with the four main avodos, atosh avodos tefila, he makom karban, gam zeh shayach azar. Nowadays, we don't have korbanos. So by us nowadays, how do we fulfill korbanos? Through prayer. So since nowadays for us, prayer is like a korban. So if you pray to Avodah Zarah, it's also like bringing a korban. Just like praying to Hashem is like bringing a korban. So praying to the Avodah Zarah kaviyachol is also bringing a korban. And therefore, you chayv nisi for that. This is chiddush. Major, major chiddush in Lamdus that he says over here. And he says, that's pshat in another pasuk. The pasuk says, zoveach la'elohim, if you make a zevach to a foreign god, yocharam, bilti only la'Hashem levada. You got to be done to Hashem. So pasuk says, don't bring korban to Avodah Zarah, bring korbanos to Hashem. But according to this, what it means is that your mistake was that you're bringing korbanos to the gods that you see in the world of the Elohim. You should be worshiping Hashem in the Yud Kevav Kefor. Like he said, all korbanos are into the Yud Kevav Kefor, are to the fact that Hashem, we don't really understand it, but Hashem, you exist solely, and I'm bringing a korban to you as the fact that you are the only koach that exists. Okay? So, Rak, you should be mechaven only Hashem himself. Now, by the way, I will say, so if this is all true, so why do we go to a seminar? What's the idea of davening by Kivrei Tzadikim? What's the idea of by davening by Kivrei Tzadikim? So first of all, what's the earliest source that you're supposed to daven by Kivrei Tzadikim? Anyone know?
Kalev, he went to
Maharsha Machpelah, exactly.
Very good. And they didn't daven necessarily to Hashem there. They were davening kind of, you read the words, they were kind of davening to the dead.
Yeah, so they were davening in the cemetery to the Avos. So why isn't that Avodah Zarah that he's talking about here? So the most simple pshat is that you're not davening, obviously, to the neshama. What you're davening to is you're davening to Hashem, that Hashem should give you a Yeshua in the schos of this tzaddik. In the schos that I'm a Talmud, or I'm coming, and I am by the cave of the tzaddik, and I'm getting the hashpa of the tzaddik. So Hashem should answer my tefillos in the schos of the tzaddik. Okay, the other pshat is that maybe you're davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should accept the tefillos of the tzaddik on your behalf. But once you start davening to the tzaddik, it's getting a little iffy.
Maybe, if you read the language, though, that's where they were davening.
They were davening there's another pshat that they were just davening in the cemetery because it's a makom of Kedusha. Or whatever, I don't know if Kedusha is the right word, but it's a makom of prayer, but they have nothing to do with the mason at all. It's not the makom. There is a pshat like that also. But once you start focusing the prayer and directing the prayers to the mace, that's a little bit of an issue. You got to be very careful. You're playing with fire at that point because it's got to be exactly the right language. Right, the language has got to be very specific. Like I'm davening, tzaddik should be a man. It's yoisher in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it gets confusing. I'd be very careful with that. Obviously, the primary way to do it is you're davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we have so many tzaddikim, and I'm coming in the schus of the tzaddik, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should say the schus of the tzaddik should be a schus for me also. Okay, so that's an important point. And otherwise, once it gets a little bit, it gets a little iffy, people start diving into tzaddikim and thinking that tzaddikim have special kochos, according to Rav Lajon, you're getting a little sticky at that point.
We should pull up the text of the Chumash next year and see exactly what the language it uses.
The language it uses is it's halach lehishkateach al kibri avos. He went to bow down on the kibri avos. That's all it says. It doesn't say what he said. I don't think. Someone here asked, what about praying to angels? So it's the same thing. The Chasam Sofer said that we should not pray to angels at all. And that's why he did not say the prayer at the end of the Slichos that says, Machnisei Rachamim, Machnisei Rachameinu Lefnei Baal Rachamim. Because you're like that now. So some people took that out, some people didn't take that out. There was a big tumult about that. And same thing, should we dive into the Midos of Hashem? Like we say in Ilah, the Tzil, Midas HaRachamim Aleinu Hisgalgali. Right? The Mid of Rachamim, please give us one Mid of Rachamim. We're talking to Hashem, right? What's the Mid? So some of these prayers were, there's a lot of, commentaries on these prayers. That's a problem in terms of, in the light of what we're talking about. All right? But the idea is, again, it's mamash falling into the conversation. And in the world of Yudkei Vavkei, there are no two kochos. It's all in the world of Elohim. And that's why our kabbonis and our avoda should be directed to Elohim. All right? Shkoyach.
Shkoyach, Rabbi.